This is a song by Roger Miller.
He was a bird and I was a fish. What would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation. Reincarnation. What a beat sensation. Come back to like a reincarnation. I was a tree, you was a flower. What will we do? We'd wait for the power of reincarnation. Reincarnation. Would it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? I love you, don't you know I always will. You're a girl, I'm a boy, but suppose you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. I was a bird, you was a fish. What would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation. Reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation? Ba 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 ba. I love you, don't you know I always will. You're a girl, I'm a boy, but suppose you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a tree, you was a flower, what would we do? We'd wait for the power of reincarnation. Reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to like a reincarnation?
Got it locked to CKUW 95.9 FM, 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 Campus Community Radio.
This program is brought to you in part by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, Manitoba's own since 1930.
Did you pledge to the CKW Fun Drive? Do you have a friend's card? If you do, here are some of the great places you can use it.
At Organic Planet, you receive 10% off all deli items.
Within Wild Planet, you receive $2 off any regularly priced shirt or bong over $20.
Soulless Casual Apparel, 10% off all regular priced merchandise.
Bedside Studios, receive 15% off.
Remember, that's the CKW Friends Card here at CKW 95.9 FM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was a-watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Twang Trust with Lyle E. Style here, author of the new book on Roger Miller. And you know what? We're going to give a copy of this book away right now.
Sounds good to me.
And we got a trivia quiz for you, though. But, well, maybe it's obvious if you've been paying attention, especially recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's the big trivia quiz. If you can tell us what movie Roger Miller narrated, we got a book for you.
We have to be a little bit more specific because he did a couple of movies that he narrated.
Oh, really? Oh.
There was Waterhole Number 3.
That's
I'm
true.
Not going to say the other one, but it was a Disney movie. So okay. If someone could phone in and perhaps tell us the name
of
whatever
that
Disney
of that one. Well, there's
what's the
caller.
Phone number?
Well, the caller, gee whiz, somebody may be on the ball. It's 774-6877.
Should we take caller number 5?
Caller number 5, there you go. Caller number
Make
5
it difficult.
With the correct answer. There you go. And what do we got lined up? I don't know what this is, but I bet it's fun. Let's see.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can and some can't and some can. Broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives.
Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Husbands. Now there's one of the classics right there, boy. Husbands and Wives, Roger Miller. Congratulations to Chris, who knew that Robin Hood, of course, was the movie that Roger narrated way back when. And we played a couple of songs from it, actually. Oodle-Ollie and the Whistle Stop.
Yeah.
There's actually a couple of versions of that. I know I've got a 45 where it's not that version that we just heard. It's like a, it's like, wasn't the movie version. It was sort of some sort of studio thing.
And oh, really? He also did a great version on the Bobby Goldsboro show.
Oh, yeah.
Singing Whistle Stop. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. And again, he made those noises through his nose. I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
You know, He did quite a bit in that Disney thing with kind of the strange noises.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, I don't know if you ever heard about the album called Shrapnel.
No.
Okay. What this was, is it was an album that apparently he went into the studio and it was just crazy sounds. And on the box set, there's a song called Treat Me Like a Human.
Right.
And that was taken from the Shrapnel, but God knows where the rest of it is. So that would be something to hunt down.
Why doesn't somebody do something? And why doesn't Mary Miller get this stuff and put it out, for Pete's sake?
There's a lot of fans out there of Roger Miller that are a little disappointed with the estate.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand, you know, it's it must not be easy, you know, when you spend your life with someone and you lose them. But, you know, the same thing, the cost of being a celebrity, you know, you're going to have fans out there. They're going to keep wanting more and more.
Yeah.
And Roger definitely kept us wanting more.
Mm. Have you been to the Roger Miller Museum in Erick, Oklahoma?
No, not yet.
No. Any plans to go?
I would like to check it out. It seems like a great place to be. And I know I interviewed a number of people from Erick, Oklahoma, or who were originally from Erick, you know, Sheb Woolley, as well as Mark Durham. And Mark just sent me an email saying how happy he was with the book. And yeah,
you know, I was there's all these people that you've interviewed in this book, and you know, if I was one of these people that had been in the book, I'd be kind of nervous about now, because like, how many of these folks have died since the book has come out?
Well, it is kind of scary. Yeah, we lost five very talented people. You know, Waylon Jennings, Mickey Newberry passed away, huge talent. We also lost Merle Kilgore, who wrote Ring of Fire. And Captain Midnight was a great guy. He passed away as well. So, yeah, hopefully everyone else stays alive for another 100 years.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, it was nice. The Mickey Newberry interview was very nice. Here's some... I mean, that's a guy you just don't hear anything about. I mean, you know a lot of the songs, but he himself, like, nobody knows much of nothing about him. It was such a treat to see him in there.
He's a recluse, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually going to play a song here. This was recorded live at the Stew Dome in, what year was this? Jeez, I'm going to have to slap the guy who made this. Oh, 2002.
Nice.
Mike Plume, Canadian boy from out in Alberta, he did this song in my living room, and it's about a couple of these great old songwriters.
Cool.
And well, we're gonna hear it right now. This is called Howard and Mickey. Oops, that's not it. This is.